News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
ADHD Ireland is today launching its new strategic plan to assist those living with the condition, ideally improving pathways to diagnosis. And Dr. Christina Keeney-Seary works in ADHD Ireland and is a researcher in Maynooth University. And I suppose the key thing to start with, Christina, is the rise in ADHD prevalence and diagnosis. We have gone from a situation where it was 20 years ago around 5 per 1,000 who would have had such a diagnosis, up now to something to the order of 15 per 1,000 and a quarter of a million people in the country. How come the increase?
Great question, Anton, and thanks so much for having me. I'm really glad to get to address this. I mean, I suppose it's helpful to compare this to other medical conditions as well. So for example, endometriosis, has the diagnostic rates have gone up by nearly 40% in the last 10 years. And that comes down to increased awareness, recognition of symptoms, diagnostic procedures. And really, we see that with ADHD as well. There is this myth that ADHD is now overdiagnosed, and that's actually false. We know from the research, in fact, a study was just published by UCL this last week that showed that it is still underdiagnosed and underrecognized. So it's really important that these diagnostic rates are increasing with that new awareness that we're having.
Now, I've seen estimates that suggest that 1 in 10 adults believe that they have it and are waiting diagnosis or medical assessment to confirm that. Are they the kind of numbers that you would attest to?
So, I mean, what we know is that about 3% of adults across the world have ADHD. So it's that estimate is probably, you know, still catching up because that data is based on, you know, the last 10 years or so. But definitely kind of from my experience working with ADHD Ireland, from the research that we're doing, there's absolutely an increase in this understanding and people starting to query and wonder. And that's really important because we've been missing a whole generation of people or people who've been masking their traits for a really long time and are starting to wonder, like, actually, like, you know, I've struggled my whole life, possibly been in and out of psychiatric support or services. And I wonder, is this here too?
And the kind of supports and the kind of impact that could happen to people had they been diagnosed, what is it that individuals may have been missing out on?
So, I mean, the big thing that we see with in ADHD Ireland with people, once they realize that they have ADHD or start to like get to know themselves in this new way, is really starting to unlearn years, decades of shame and internalized stigma and this chronic feeling of there's actually something wrong with me or I can't do things like other people can. And so when we have people, you know, sometimes people ask me, like, is it helpful for people to label themselves? And people already are. They're labeling themselves as lazy, as not doing enough, as not a good enough partner. And actually, when we have this lens of ADHD, especially if it's neuroaffirming, so that means recognizing it as a way of being or a way your brain is wired rather than a disorder or something that's wrong with you, we see this change in people's self-acceptance, their self-compassion, and actually being able to then bring in supports that work for them that can support their executive functioning or their brain system so that they can really thrive in life.
Christina, thank you very much. That is Dr. Christina Keeney-Seary, who is researcher with Maynooth University and works in ADHD Ireland.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.